Pelosi's majority crumbles, Conor Lamb announces U.S. Senate run, not re-election. By Jacob Bliss on August 6, 2021. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's, DCA, chances of keeping the wafer-thin House majority are dramatically falling as Representative Conor Lamb, DPA, a member the party spent millions on getting elected, announced his U.S. Senate bid. As Lamb joins the crowded primary field to try and replace Republican Senator Pat Toomey, PA, who announced his retirement at the end of his term earlier this year, he's leaving his vulnerable seat open for a possible Republican to pick up instead of defending it. Republicans have put Lamb on their targeted seat list since the beginning of the midterm election cycle. The National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, put Lamb on their exit list of members they have been watching. The list consisted of members likely to retire or run for a different office in 2022. In an interview before his announcement, Politico reported he mentioned his string of competitive House victories, which he believes will help him in his Senate bid. However, Lamb only won re-election by less than 10,000 votes against Sean Parnell, who is also running for Senate. Additionally, he said during the interview that he's running because he's grown frustrated by House-passed legislation that falls flat in the upper chamber. The seat Lamb currently occupies is facing redistricting, which could put him at even more risk if he were to run for re-election. Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, Chairman Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, DNY, reportedly admitted his party messed up, recently acknowledging that if the midterms were held now, they would lose the majority. In a statement, NRCC spokeswoman Samantha Bullock said, "Congratulations to Conor Lamb for opting to protect his own political ambitions rather than stick around to clean up the disastrous mess he and House Democrats have created for his constituents." Lamb is hosting an event in Pittsburgh on Friday to announce his candidacy after releasing a video on YouTube officially. In his announcement video, he claimed that democracy is in crisis while aiming at Republicans. "The other side denies reality and worships former President Donald Trump," he said. Lamb also spoke about his party, the Democrats, trying to build on our majority so they can have the votes to enact more of Biden's radical far-left agenda. The Democrats showed he is moving further towards the radical left. Recently, in a series of tweets, Lamb said he was for getting rid of the filibuster. "The filibuster has to go," he wrote.